Howdy, folks. The postage stamps won't stick together in your pocket if you just buy them one at a time. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and, you know, the news is mighty entertaining these days. In one of these child care columns, I see experts now say that this habit of babies sucking their thumbs is not so bad after all. When I was a baby, of course, my folks wouldn't let me suck my thumb, and as a result, now every time I open my mouth, I put my foot in it. And when my kid brother came along, though, they let him suck his thumb all he wanted to. So this thumb-sucking brother grew up happy and contented, no ill effects. Oh, he has long, wet thumbs, but he's satisfied. And I was reading about a grandmother up in Maine who has a sideline business there. She's a professional spanker. She has regular customers that employ her to spank their kids. I don't know, I hope we never come to that. The way I look at it, every parent has the duty to exercise friendly persuasion, and it ought to be his own handiwork. Of course, most youngsters behave real fine if you just give them a little reward now and then, you know, like a stick of double mint chewing gum. It's good for them. You see, the healthful chewing helps clean their teeth, for one thing, and delicious double mint, it's always pure and wholesome. It's a long-lasting treat that it won't spoil a youngster's appetite. So give the kids double mint, and chances are you won't have to employ any professional spanker. We gave Paula Richards some double mint a while ago. Now she's feeling so good, she wants to sing for you.
So you met someone that set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you sit awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you thought that love was a barrel of dynamite. Well, hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming through ya. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
That is mighty good singing, wasn't it? And the song is good, too. I wrote a song, but you probably won't be hearing it. The main thing against my song is it's got a tune to it. It's just carelessness. I know I wasn't watching, and first thing you know, a melody slipped in there. Song like that, it's liable to be hummed. And today it looks like anything that's hummable is not commercialable or something. What I need is an introduction there that calls for a cascade of ping pong balls into a milk bucket or something, or an empty bottle obligato, plus a solo for a steam calliope. I know a calliope player, but he's off on a toot right now. You know, it's little witticisms like that that keep me off of Skid Row, you know. Anyway, maybe this current freak sound in music will soon sputter out and we can sit back and enjoy Spike Jones again or something. One thing I know you'll enjoy is double mint gum. It's just wonderful how double mint can chase away a lot of little annoyances, you know, that get real pesky. Like, the way the cool, clean double mint flavor gets rid of that dry, tickly feeling in your mouth and throat and makes them moist and cool and comfortable. Oh, it's great. No fooling. You just buy some today and try it. You know, when I said it's great, the Halloran Quartet just rushed up to the microphone. I guess they thought I was talking about them. Well, as long as they're here, might as well have them sing.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonnie bride. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eye. Oh, I will take you back, to where your heart will feel no pain, and when the fields are fresh and
pretty. Of course, it can't compare with these calypso songs they do. People that know about such things claim this calypso stuff is a threat to take the place of rock and roll. They don't promise things will be any better. They just say it's a threat. That's all. I look for a lot of calypso bands to spring up all over the country, though. It's a good way for musicians to economize on their uniforms. They can just wear their pajamas, you know. The boys in the Buttram Symphony here, they're real anxious for Calypso to be a big hit, because it's the first thing to come along that gives them a chance to go barefooted. Well, maybe we should have a little music from them now. They sure threw it right back at me, didn't they? That's the signal for the Buttram bonus, and today I'm going to discuss a subject that most people don't dare talk about, how to insult people. Now, I don't recommend doing this, but the purpose of this bonus is to teach you how to insult in a high-class manner. Like if a stranger bumps into you, if you say, who do you think you're shoving, you slob? Well, you make yourself seem just as bad as a stranger there. If the stranger is very husky, you may make yourself look a lot worse than he does. Now, the thing to say to this stranger is, don't tell me your name, please. I'd rather dislike you incognito. See, you toss a word like incognito at him, and you got him stopped right there. And don't make your insults sound too mean. Here's one that sounds kind of flattering in a way. Say to the person you want to insult, say, some people bring happiness wherever they go, but you're different. You bring happiness whenever you go. Now, you can come up with some insults that are real helpful. Like, my pa one time said to a neighbor, he said, you know, Eustace? He says, you can make a lot of money just staying away from people. Of course, the best time to come up with a snappy insult is right after the person has left. I overheard a bellboy in a hotel say one time after a real loud, mean guest had just left, and he said, he's suffering from a case of mistaken identity. He thinks he's somebody important. Well, now that I've showed you how to do a professional job of insulting people, I'd like to close with what my ma told me one time when I was 13 years old, and she'd heard me insulting another boy, and she grabbed me by the left ear and gave me a shaking and said, Patrick, said, before you ever say anything mean to anybody again, just remember this. Even when a smart aleck remark makes you look good, you don't look good to anybody who is any good. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now let's listen to the Buttram Symphony, Paula Richards, Halloran Quartet, as they compete with each other in what I predict will be a close race right up to the finish. Here it is.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see. When we
dance together, cheek to cheek.
Wasn't that nice? I couldn't have done better myself. But I can give you some mighty good advice myself. Pass around helpful double mint gum after every meal as an aid to good digestion. And after meals, a little spell of slow, easy chewing, it's a mighty good idea anyhow. So make a point at your house to chew double mint after every meal, will you? Now, till tomorrow at the same time, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that living in the past is no good. You can't back into prosperity. Goodbye now. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.